I'd like to say hello and welcome to our show. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories. We are broadcasting live from downtown Amory, Wisconsin, WPCA Radio, 93.1 FM, or find us on the web. My name is Mike Murtha, and next to me is Ed Schmidt. Our show features live music from the studio as well as some recorded music. We try to feature a new guest each month. Our guest this month is Bruce Libby. Bruce brings a whole different twist to our show because he is a Hall of Fame concertina player. You heard me right, folks, concertina. This will be so much fun. This will be so different from what we normally do. And we are live, so Ed, watch it. Folks, this is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it. We hope you do too. Sit back and listen, tell your neighbors, and we hope we trigger some happy memories. Once again, I'd like to say hello to everybody. Welcome to our show. This is Trigger Happy Memories. We're broadcasting live from Amory, Wisconsin. Eddie, how you doing there?
I'm doing good.
Well, good. Good to see you. We just got through Christmas, and it was great for me. How about you guys?
Yeah, real good. Hope everybody had a great Christmas.
Yeah. We had some fun up at the Georgetown Lutheran Church here a week ago Sunday, I guess it was. We were asked to do some music, and you and I and Denny Armstrong and Reland Grove.
Yep.
And that was a lot of fun. But, it's always a great season. I wish the rest of the winter would go as fast as this stretch does. It's just a blur once you get from Thanksgiving to, lots of fun. And we were just talking off the air about how Christmas gets to be starting so early that people start celebrating Christmas, got their lights out right after Halloween, And it used to bother me until this year. I got thinking, you know what? If we didn't acknowledge it at all, that would be terrible. So, yep. You celebrate it however you want to do out there, folks. But I mentioned earlier that we've got Bruce Libby with us tonight. He is a Hall of Fame concertina player, and Bruce is an old friend of mine. Bruce, how are you doing there?
Pretty darn good.
Good. Good to see you here. We're glad to.
This will be interesting. This is good.
Yeah, we once in a while get together and play some music, and. It's always fun. Both Eddie and I have got a little bit of background in old-time music as well, and we have a lot of respect for the players.
And I've got a lot of respect for the guy that can play that concertina, too, because it's over my head, I'll tell you. I've tried a couple of times.
Yeah, it's not easy, so it's going to be a little different show here for us tonight. But again, like Eddie mentioned, we hope everybody had a great Christmas, and we wished you a happy New Year as well. But Bruce, we usually ask everybody that comes just, you know, what was your background in music? Where did you start playing, or what age did you start playing concertina?
Well, I started playing, I was married. When I was a kid, we couldn't afford fancy stuff like this. So I started playing when I was about 22, I think. And I've been playing ever since. It's over 50 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And the only background I really had was I played the piano when I was a kid.
Oh, okay. Sure. Which has nothing to do with concertina, right?
No, nothing. I didn't even know what one was.
Oh. And you grew up in Minnesota?
Yes. Yep.
And you always describe it to me as you're going on 494, going south where that big ski...
There's a ski jump right on 494, just south of 94.
And you lived right close...
And we lived right in the shadow of that.
Did you ever try that ski jump?
Not off the jump. No. We used to go down the landing when we were kids.
Sure. Yeah. So, well, we're going to come back and do some more visiting, but we got to play some music. We're going to see if we can get you to play one here. I do have my tuba with me tonight.
Tuba? Did you say tuba, Mike?
I do. I brought my tuba.
I'm looking at that thing, and now that's real shiny. That wouldn't by chance be brand new, would it?
It's brand new, and Ed, if you thought I was good before, you wait till you hear this thing.
I'm going to look at the person next to me, and I'm going to say, boy, ain't he something.
That's what's going to happen, yep. No, we're going to see if we can keep up with Bruce here. And what's interesting with you, Bruce, we talked about this, you and I got together last week, but you don't play the typical beer barrel polka and the TikTok polka. You made an effort to play different types of old time.
Yes, I tried to come up with different songs that other people don't play, and I've written some that they certainly don't play.
Sure,
they probably stay away from them.
Well, I don't know if you and I have heard of this song before, but we're going to try to play it. It's Carol Ann, is it?
Yep, yeah. Carol Ann.
Okay, I'm going to see if I can get the mic position for you. That's Bruce Libby on the concertina. Eddie, you brought your, that's not the alto, that's the...
That's my tenor.
Your tenor, yes. Somebody asked me one time if I could sing tenor. I said, well, maybe. They sold like 10 or 15 miles down the road.
You got a million of them, right?
Yes, I do. Bruce, that was fun. When you were pretty active playing, you played mostly around the Roberts Hammond area. You played up in Clam Falls, I guess, too?
Yeah, we played at Range.
Sure.
We played here in Amory. I don't remember just where we played, but we played around kind of locally.
Sure, yeah.
Woodville, we used to play.
And you were very involved in the Polka Fest that was held down in Ellsworth.
Yes.
For a number of years.
Yeah, I think I ran the jam session down there. They have a Thursday night jam session, and I ran that for about 20 years. But now they quit it a couple of years ago because the crowds dwindled and the price went up. So
sure.
So that was the end of that.
Story of everything.
That's been the story of our life too, right, Eddie?
Yeah, when they used to bring Trigger Happy in, it was either us, and then sometimes they'd have girl dancers, and then us. And
yep.
Then the place wasn't open much longer after that.
Oh, that's, yep, so... And you are you're in a Hall of Fame. It's actually it's an international Hall of Fame of concertina players.
Yes, yes.
And they had a banquet up in Merrill, Wisconsin.
They have a banquet every year, and they have inductees. And
sure,
there was six of us this year. Nobody from around here.
Hmm. Well, what an honor for you to be in that.
I was pretty proud of it.
Well, absolutely. That's pretty nice. Yeah. And again, when you learned how to play the concertina, did you take lessons? Or
no,
you,
I just started. I just thought I saw somebody playing one. You know, I thought I could do that, so I went and got one, and I just did. I just played it.
Well, I know Bruce well enough that if he decides to tear his bathroom apart, he doesn't hire a plumber. He does it himself. And if the transmission goes out in his truck, he tears it apart. He's not afraid to. So, yes. Eddie and I, we've played some old time, too, and had some fun with your mother years ago playing some old time. And Ted Swanson, it was part of the background that I first learned some old time music. Yep. You had a house full of accordion players, didn't you?
Yeah, when I was growing up, if my folks weren't out playing for dances, they were playing music or had folks over and playing music at home. So
sure, yes. But yeah. Well, let's. You up for another song there, Bruce?
Sure. What are we going to do?
You want to do Red Wing?
Red Wing.
All righty. There, sounds good, Bruce. this is just the way we do it. This is live radio, and we're broadcasting live from Amory, Wisconsin here, WPCA Radio. Probably wondering what's going on. We've got an old-time band in the studio tonight. And what do you think of that, Ed?
That's, I was telling people, she's old-time Thursday night this month, I'll tell you.
A few years ago, Bruce, you and I played at a radio station up in Hayward, and it was kind of fun. You had the concertina, I had my tuba. Dan Wall, our good friend, was with us too. But as they were doing sound checks, they kept telling me I got to get further away from the mic with the tuba, further away from the mic. I was out in the hallway, and I could hardly hear you. And he finally gives me the high sign. Perfect. That's the blend is right where we need it. I'm standing out in the hallway, but that was a lot of fun too. So. And Bruce, you've got a really nice CD of a collection of recordings, but we'd like to play one of those. It's called the Lover's Waltz, and it was written by Jay Unger and Molly Mason.
Yes,
is that right?
From New York.
They're from New York, and Jay Unger is also the gentleman that wrote Ashokan Farewell.
Yes.
So that was written in, well, we'll probably end up doing that song too. So we'll talk about that later. But this is the The Lover's Waltz. It's, you got a really nice recording of this, Bruce, so hope you folks enjoy it. Lover's Waltz. Nice work on that.
Yes.
Yeah. You recorded that over in the Twin Cities, was it?
Well, I think Yurkovich, I think Yurkovich, oh. Didn't he?
Yeah.
Top one up there.
What is it? Yeah. Wisconsin style recording.
I recorded, Richie Yurkovich put out a CD that had, oh, I forgot how many bands, maybe 10 bands.
Okay, so
and
that was part
got
of it.
Two, each okay. got, each people got two songs, and that was, those first two cuts on that CD
sure.
were on that CD.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Off of, yeah. Richie Yurkovich was part of, okay, nice. Yeah, I love that song. It's just, and the other one that this gentleman wrote was Ashokan Farewell, just some great music there, but we're going to, Christmas is just a little behind us, so we're going to still sing a Christmas song. Eddie, are you up for doing that? Or?
Sure, just like when I listen to the station here in the mornings, when I catch Dave Corbett in the morning, like you said, they're not going to play all Christmas music through the New Year's, but they're still going to keep playing it once in a while,
oh,
and
good.
It's fun. So
absolutely.
Yeah, we thought we'd throw one in here, so here's one called Frosty the Snowman. Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old sick helpless frown, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty
Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be. And the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Thumpity thump thump thumpity thump and look at Frosty go. Thumpity thump thump thumpity thump thump over the hills of snow. Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day. So he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town right to the traffic cop, and he only paused a moment when he heard him holler, stop. Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday. Thumpity thump thump thumpity thump thump, look at Frosty go. Thumpity thump thump thumpity thump thump over the hills of snow.
That's the first time we ever did that one, ain't it?
It sure is. We'll try anything, won't
we? We're going to learn that tomorrow.
Yes. Now, I know last year you mentioned for Christmas you were slighted.
Yeah, slighted.
Yeah.
Year I think I get slighted.
You should have gotten just a couple of more gifts.
Everybody else got just exactly what they want but me.
Not you.
Slighted.
Oh, I had some fun. I teach at this church in Hammond, third graders, and we had a Christmas program here a couple weeks ago. And it was fun. It was in the auditorium in Baldwin at the high school. So there was, you know, a couple hundred people there, parents and grandparents. But I'm up there with the graders, and we did a little drummer. I tried to get Carl to come and help me, but he...
Wouldn't do it.
No, he was... it wasn't in the spirit, I guess, but...
Did you have your tuba?
No, I played my guitar, and I had to play Silent Night, too. But that was fun. And then, again, like we talked about playing up at that church, that was a lot of fun, too, with you guys and...
Yep. And then on Christmas Eve, we went down to Eau Claire to our daughter and son-in-law's, and my son and Ethan and I went and played at their church.
Oh.
And our son-in-law, Luke, that's the vocal major that teaches piano and voice down there in Eau Claire, he sang a couple of songs.
Oh, nice.
So we just played guitar and bass behind him. That was fun.
Sure.
Yeah. Christmas time playing is a lot of fun.
Oh, you bet it is. Yep. So, yeah. Bruce, you want to do another song?
Sure, I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm going to switch over here to get my tuba while you guys get tuned up there. But
Faded Love.
Faded Love? I got to ask you, Bruce, now, where can a guy still buy a concertina? Do you go down to New Ulm?
No, there's nobody in New Ulm anymore.
Really? Because I know my mom used to go down there a lot whenever she needed work on her Cordovox or... Elkavox.
Well, there used to be a couple of guys down there. Now there's a guy in New Prague that makes them. There's a guy in Lake Elmo that makes them. But they're not easy to come by.
Yeah.
You don't get them at Walmart.
And is that that one guy over in St. Paul, Mahler Music, is he still over there?
Yeah, he's there as far as I know, but I think he's pretty much a repairman.
Oh, okay. He used to sell some accordions.
Yeah, see, he had some in there.
Yeah. I talked to him a while back here, too, and he was saying how there used to be a little tavern right down the road from him. They'd have music two or three nights a week. There'd be an accordion player and a banjo player, and it was. He said the neighbors would come out. He said, that's not going on anymore, which is sad.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Faded Love we're doing?
Yep, okay. Faded Love.
Thank you.
blues. That is Faded Love on a concertina. That was a lot of fun. Eddie, a few years ago, quite a few years ago, we recorded a cassette album down in River Falls.
Fireheisen Studios.
And yes, it was. And we had a lot of fun doing that, but there was one song, and it was a polka. I thought tonight would be appropriate time to put that in our show. It was called the Jelita Polka. And I think my brother John had way too much fun on this particular song.
I think there's a tuba solo in this too, isn't there?
By gosh, I think there is. Yeah. So we're gonna give that a whirl. This goes back to about 1985, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, it was
something like that.
84, 85 when we did that. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're gonna give that a try. We haven't heard it for a long time. Let's hope it still sounds okay. So.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a real treat for you here tonight. By golly, we're going to get out a good old-fashioned polka here. We've had 1,463 requests alone tonight for one to... What? All right, 902 people that wanted to hear... Huh? What? Well, all right. Mom and Dad come up and said, would you please do a polka? And I said, we sure will. We'd love to do a polka. These boys are... in good shape here tonight. What? I wonder, no. Mike, did you plug that tube in? He's got the tube out here, but I don't know. You keep forgetting to plug it in. I don't know if it's going to start tonight. Try her. Will you give her a crank there, Mike, and make sure before we even get going on this thing? Are you choking it? There you go. There you go. Come on. Come on. You give her the gas. Give her the gas. That's right. That's right. Oh, I think he's got it running. No, by golly, we're in business here. All right, we got that polka. We're going to be giving away some nice prizes here. This is our famous dance contest, you know, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, fellas, I'm trying to talk. You're talking about our dance contest, and you can't be tuning up. This is a big show, you know. We're giving away a brand new horse here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Not some old used nag. This is brand new horse. And you fellas are really hot, aren't you? You're ready to go. I can tell they like this polka business. Don't forget, too, folks, our motorhome will be giving away in a bowling ball, a bobsled, 3 Cordine lessons on Saturday morning. Okay, how about that? Look at these fellas. Oh, we're going to have a time here tonight. By golly, we're all going to dance, and everybody can do that Julita polka.
Didn't sound like a party.
I don't think we had fun doing that. Huh?
Oh my gosh, that was
fun.
That was fun. Yeah, it was. We actually did that in the studio, but I think what happened is we had just us guys were trying to do some applause and laughter, and Dave said we didn't have enough people, so he went down to the bar one night and recruited some people. And of course, you know, Dave Fireheisen is so meticulous on everything. There was no female voices that were laughing or clapping or talking, so he's got these young girls coming back from the bar at whatever midnight to come out and help with the song. So we weren't there for that, but so just in case my wife was listening, we. But I haven't heard that for quite a while. I hadn't either.
That's pretty darn good. Well,
you know, I wonder if their morning guy would play that here once in a while.
Oh,
yeah.
You think he would?
Oh, yeah.
Dave? Yeah, Dave Corbett. Yeah, he does a great job with the station here. But I'm going to try a song here. I'm going to do this one for Dan Wall. I talked to Dan today, and he's supposed to have us tuned in tonight, so I hope he does. But him and I have done some music together, and we also are published authors, so we go out to some libraries and do some talking about our books, but we also play some music. And this is a song that we did the last time we were in, I think, Deer Park. So it's a little song called Hey Good Lookin'. So.
Hey, hey, a good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Hey, hey, a sweet baby, don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill. I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and the dancing is free. If you want to have fun, come along with me. Singing, hey, a good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me, Eddie? So we can go steady. How about saving all your time for me? No more looking. I know I've been tooken. How's about keeping steady company? I'm gonna throw my date book over the fence. Buy me a new one for 5 or 10 cents. Keep it till it's covered with dates. Cause I'm writing your name down on every page. Singing, hey, a good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? How's about cooking something up with me?
Okay, very good. That was fun. A little Hank Williams song called Hey Good Looking. You ever play that one, Bruce?
Not that one. I got some favorite Hank Williams songs, though.
Oh, yeah.
Setting the Woods on Fire.
That's a good song. We used to do that one, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we did that for a while.
That was a good song.
Yes,
it is a good song.
You bet it is. Yeah. So, we were talking earlier, too, Bruce, that you and I played down in Elmwood one time. Remember at the big old auditorium upstairs in Elmwood?
Oh, yeah.
I think it was for a... Was it somebody's 50th wedding anniversary?
Yeah, I remember being up there. You had to go up all them stairs to get up there.
Right. I think that's before they put the elevator in, I think. I'm not sure. But maybe the elevator was there. I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
But it was fun. Chuck Bethke played drums with us. And that was a lot of fun. We're going to try to do another song here with Bruce. And see if I can get my tuba back in place here. Make sure I don't scratch this new horn, right? The other one never had any scratches on it, did it?
You mean that one that Gary McIntyre painted that time?
Yeah, the finish was completely gone on that old tuba, so he painted it a brass color.
Brass goldish color. All them dents.
Yeah.
That was the most beautiful thing I ever saw in my life.
Yeah, I still got it, too. What was nice is that that paint sealed up all the leaks in the horn, too. So.
Yeah, you said it actually played better.
It actually played better. It did. So okay, we're going to do a little Shulkin farewell.
Sure, that'd be fine.
Okay, and what key are you in there?
Charlie?
What would that be?
Well, you get her kicked off, and we'll catch up with you.
D. Must be C.
C, okay. All right. Libby playing the Ashokan Farewell. And we're broadcasting live here from Amory, Wisconsin, WPCA Radio 93.1. Or you can find us on the web. And we've got quite a few listeners out there that tune us in on the web. At least we like to think we do. There's an opportunity for them to hear us anyhow, I guess. So
that's right.
We assume they're doing that. So, yes. Eddie, you got anything you want to...
With it being Christmas time, I always like to... I had another guy at work that had never seen it before. Every year, my brother Scotty and I, we always get one of them Christmas cards where Rudolph and Santa and all, they're on top of an outhouse, and they say, "Rudolph, I said the Schmidt house." And I had another guy this year that says, "Ed, you won't believe the most neatest thing. I sent it to you." And I go, "Yeah, I get a couple of them every year."
Every year. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, so... The song we just played, the Ashokan Farewell, it was written by Jay Unger, and he's married to Molly Mason, who they wrote the other song.
That song was written for the Ken Burns...
The Civil War.
War, story of the Civil War.
Right.
It played in the background for the whole...
Yeah, very. Thing. Yeah, the song, I did a little research, it was... He recorded it in 1983, and it was released in 84. And in 1990, it was discovered for this PBS special in the Civil War. So that's pretty neat. Just some very haunting, nice melody. And I'm going to bring my fiddle and play that sometime here, too. Well, get your acoustic guitar. And I don't think I can play the tuba and the fiddle at the same time.
But thank God.
So I'm going to say hello to a few folks here. And we're going to get back to some music, but I want to say hello to Shirley Halliburton over in Woodbury, Minnesota, Jim Bjorkman out in Sunburst, Montana. My mother is tuned in, I hope, and Dan Wall, I hope you got her tuned in there. My wife, Debbie, Gary McIntyre, Edna Knutson Bjorkman from Forest Lake. I talked to her on Christmas. She had a nice visit.
Denny Thorson,
yeah, we're going to talk. Yep, Uncle Bob from the Memory Care Unit, Bill Gnatsik from the Hunyuks, and Denny Thorson, and Bill's a good guy. We don't care what Denny says about Bill. He really is a pretty good guy. But and Putz and Julie are tuned in here, and Dawn from Balsam Lake, Heather in Shakopee, Phil and Linda over in Wilson, and again, you can tune us in on your computer, so you can be anywhere that you have got computer internet. So, Bruce, you want to say hello to anybody at all?
No, I promised Denny I'd say hi to him, and
okay.
you just did.
Sure.
So
well,
that's good.
You guys are from Roberts, and so you're You're not.
Say hi to my wife. She won't hear this on the radio, but we're going to get a CD out of this deal, and
yep.
she can listen to it at home.
We're going to get a recording of this, and I'll make a copy for you and whatever. So Eddie, you got somebody you want to say hello to there?
Oh, just a few. I've reminded some folks at work. Hope Brian Jevning's listening from work out there, and I know Denny and Pam, I think they're down in Mexico already.
I think they are.
I don't know if they can catch us on the computer down there, and Greg and Clarion are usually listening, and Greg listens a lot, so... Just and my wife Joanne, but hope everybody had a good Christmas. So.
Yeah, I know, and Reelin, I hope he's listening. We had a really nice show with him last time around
yep.
here, and he's got a nice voice. And we just, you and I were able to find some harmonies with him without a whole lot of effort. It was just a lot of fun. Hope we can do more of that
yep.
with him too.
Same thing at Denny's Church. We found some harmonies on
yeah.
Silver Bells. That was fun.
That was really fun. Yep. So next time we're at the theater will be March 8th on a Thursday. And we're going to have Reelin Grove there with us, too. And hopefully we'll get Kenny and Darlene. Hopefully we have,
yep.
we have to see if they're available. But
if they're listening, I haven't talked to them about it yet. So you heard it here first.
March 8th. Put it on your calendar there, Kenny. So, January 4th, they're going to start playing this show every Thursday throughout the month. So we really appreciate the management here at the station that they trusted us enough to do this, and we appreciate that, Bob Zonk, for letting us be a part of your radio station. So we're glad to be here too. And the last Thursday of each month will be the new show, but the other ones will be some pre-recorded shows
live with a tuba sometimes
once in a while yep. So and I can't forget to mention January 28th will be at the Rooster's Roadhouse on a Sunday afternoon, 2 to 5. And we've had a lot of fun out there. We always pick those Sundays that we don't conflict with the Packers.
Yeah.
And, of course, this year the Packers are not a lot of competition for us, but I shouldn't say that. I'm a big Packer fan. And I've enjoyed them in spite of the season.
I should mention, too, on New Year's Eve, I got a call from Greg and Clarion with Rex Cactus and wanted to know if I could help them out. We're going to be playing on New Year's Eve up at Indian Creek.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's North.
And when he told me the hours, I liked it even better. Usually, you know, when you play New Year's Eve, you're playing towards New Year's Eve. We're playing 3 to 7 on New Year's Eve. Now that's my kind of hours.
That sounds good. Yes. So, Eddie, you want to sing another song there for us?
Sure. We'll try Jingle Bells. I won't do all 6 verses like Hound Dog. I'm just going to do 3.
Oh, yeah. I played with. Some of the guys from the White Sidewalls, and Hound Dog was in charge of Christmas music, and he sang every verse of every song, and he did a terrific job. But I didn't know there were 6 verses to Jingle Bells. So what are you going to do?
I think we'll do this in E.
All right.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, over the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to laugh and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh. I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bride was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank, misfortune seemed his lot. We got into a drifted bank, and then we got up. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on one horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle
it's nice to hang on to Christmas a little bit too, isn't it?
Not very often we get to do them songs, about a month or a month and a half. So.
Oh, I know it. Yes. Yeah, we're talking about the computer, how we can, you know, you can get the show and lots of things anywhere that you are, wherever you can get the internet. But I got thinking about a story about Gary McIntyre. You know Gary McIntyre, don't you? When he was a kid, he grew up outside of Boyceville, and in his two-story house, he ran a wire from the windmill into his bedroom to hook up to his radio so he could listen to WSM in Nashville.
Nashville.
Yeah, and it was a clear channel. He said he couldn't always get it, but a lot of times he could. But he would also listen to Little Rock, Arkansas. There was a rock and roll station that was doing
KTHS.
Okay, right. Sure. But anyway, I was just thinking about how much the world has changed. We can do it on a computer. Gary was doing it by climbing the windmill to get something going there. So we're going to have to wrap up here in a little bit. I guess we got another time for another song there, Bruce. Can you come up with another one here for us?
What did we do? So Ein Tag.
Yeah, you go. That's a good one. Yeah, that's Such a Day. Is that what that stands for? Is that what it's the translation of that is?
A, yeah, it must be A.
That is Bruce Libby. I remember when we did some of this music up at that radio station in Hayward, they were talking about it was supposed to be like folk music. And I remember the DJ there, and he was the engineer, but he said, that is true folk music. When you play a concertina, if you can get out on the back step or the front step and play a concertina, he says, that is true folk music. And I think it is too. It's just very unique. It's so fun to have you here with us, Bruce.
I've been watching you play, Bruce, and I've been trying to figure it out, and I haven't got it figured out yet, I'll tell you.
It's an instrument for masochists.
Have we got time to sing a little White Christmas here, Eddie? We okay? We haven't rehearsed this either, but we're going to give her a try, right?
Why wouldn't we?
Dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the one I used to know, where the tree tops and glisten, and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas,
with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Can you play your guitar?
That we want to say Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, everybody. But again, with just a couple of reminders, we'll be back in the theater March 8th, and January 28th we'll be at the Rooster. January 4th we're going to start playing our show every Thursday. And a big thank you to
Big thank you to
Bruce Libby, who is a Hall of Fame concertina player, and thanks for sharing your music with us, and I hope you come back.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, if you'll have me.
Absolutely. This is lots of fun. So we hope we catch up with some of you folks down the way, and don't be afraid to give us a call or text us. And
Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year. Absolutely. So thanks. Bye.